I'd like to welcome everyone to our discussion on book distribution, an activity that is very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. He was actually distributing books before he came to the West. Sometimes there's some controversy. Who was the first big book distributor in ISKCON? It's Prabhupada. He went to America. Anybody know how many books he brought with him?
20.
He brought 200 sets of his three-volume, 600 books. And he was distributing them on consignment, and also to individuals that would come to his talks. So he understood that book distribution was very pleasing to a spiritual master. When he said, if you ever get money, print books and distribute. So this is what is actually very much needed in society. There's so many countries throughout the world, and in each country there's so many leaders. But unfortunately, because there's no Krishna consciousness in the leadership, instead of being leaders, they're misleading. They're misleading people because they don't know what is good for the people. What is good for them, nor what is good for the people. So this knowledge, these books that we're distributing, this is giving people an idea of what is good for themselves and good for the people. So it's very important. I was asked to discuss about how to approach people, what to say to them, how to convince them to take a book. So one thing is that when we approach people, there's a certain consciousness that we should approach them with, which is actually the most important. 95% of our ability to distribute books is within our consciousness, where we're at. Just like they have a saying, it's probably here also. It's not what you give, but it's the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts the most. What is our intention? Generally, in the material world, people do things to get something in return. Some selfish desire there. What am I going to get out of it? With book distribution, it's a very selfless activity. It's a mood of giving, just giving. Of course, we're also receiving donations, but we're mainly trying to give them Krishna consciousness. And in order for us to give them Krishna consciousness, to give them Prabhupada's books, we have to be Krishna conscious. In America, there's a saying amongst the salesmen, it's not the product that you're selling, but it's yourself. You've heard that here? Oh, said, is that a worldwide... Anybody heard that before? Yeah? Okay, so it's internationally known. So we have to be very much into Krishna consciousness. We have to be happily engaged in Krishna consciousness. If we're happy, then people are attracted, isn't it? If there's some happiness, people are attracted automatically. A big smile, people are attracted. Yeah. So if we're happy, then this is actually inspires people a lot to reciprocate with us. So how to be happy? Srila Prabhupada said, if you're not happy in Krishna consciousness, you're doing something wrong. because that's a natural result, a side benefit. So this happiness comes from connection with Krishna, because Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure. It's emanating from Him. So the more we connect with Krishna, the happier we become. And eventually become overjoyed, you know, overflowing with joy. Definitely my most wonderful, happiest moments have been on book distribution. And sometimes I'm smiling so much that my smile muscles start hurting. I got to massage my cheeks, you know. It's a very wonderful activity, because it's a very spiritual activity. We've had our morning program, chanting 16 rounds, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. And then we go out on book distribution to give people this information, by which they can also experience this spiritual joy. So this is the key to happiness. 16 rounds early. Brahma Muhurta. Best time for 16 rounds. And many of you have noticed, you try to chant your rounds after breakfast, and somehow they take longer to chant. You ever notice that? 15-minute rounds, and 20 half-hour rounds. You're chanting, you're talking to people. So the best time, actually Prabhupada once said, the best time is before Mangalarti, 16 rounds. That's a little tough for some. But at least have them done before breakfast. I know that's tough for a lot of people. But many of you might know the old saying, early to bed, early to rise makes a person healthy, wealthy, and wise. Even our president in America knew this. So it's good. Take rest early, get up early, at least on those days. See, book distribution actually starts the day before you go out, because you have, you know, you gotta prepare yourself, and you gotta take rest early also. As much as you know, but if you get in the flow, like when I heard Prabhupada say that the best time is before Mangalarti, I thought, all right, well, let me try to shoot for the best time. So I've been doing that more or less for 25 years. I've been getting up early and chanting my rounds before Mangalarti, almost all of them. So you get into a flow, you take rest early. Let's say you take rest at 8 o'clock. Then it's not difficult to get up at, you know, 2:30 or even 2 o'clock. It's not that, you know, 6 hours is good. So then I chant my rounds, and then after Mangalarti, then I read Srimad Bhagavatam. Gives me more of a boost. And then I read Bhagavad Gita, gives me more of a boost. And then by the time you go out on Sankirtan, you're like, you're ready to, you know, face the world. Give them Krishna consciousness. So it's a very important. Sadhana is very important if you want to have success on book distribution. You know, having all your rounds done before Mangalarti, that might be a little tough, but at least have them done before breakfast. And read some Srimad Bhagavatam also. Very, very inspiring. And Bhagavad Gita, if you can. Because this is where we get our strength. Purity is the force. It's not our salesmanship ability. No, it's purity. Krishna inspires the people from within. Upon seeing your sincerity, Krishna inspires the people from within to take books. And this is why some devotees are able to distribute 100, 200, 300, 400 One devotee did 900 big books in one day. That's a world record. He was plugged in. You know how much he would read every day? 4 hours. Put you on another level, you know? So this is very important. Sadhana. See, the Prabhupada, he once told some Sankirtan devotees that it's not so much a technique that you show them, you just teach them how to be sincere. And this is sincerity, to have good sadhana. You want to be successful on book distribution? And it's like now there's an upward swing in book distribution. I forgot your name, sorry?
Dinesh.
I was speaking to Dinesh just now. I was explaining to him how there's 7 temples that reported book scores in 2011. And the only temple that increased from 2010 was Lanesha. Right here. 200% increase. Oh, you love. Very good. So, but don't get puffed up now. Prabhupada said, now double it. Devotee would come to Prabhupada and say, you know, with a big book score, and they would think, oh, Prabhupada's going to be so pleased. And he would say, now double it. So, very good that you've increased 200%. Paitoria, unfortunately, had a decrease. You got an increase, Paitoria. We have some devotees here from Paitoria? Okay. About half the devotees here. So now we got to increase there as well. Now, Govardhan Prabhu is trying to get me to come here more. So I'll be traveling around South Africa more, trying to encourage book distribution. It's something that is very good for ourselves, very spiritually uplifting, and very good for society. We were speaking to one boy yesterday. He came to the temple reading Bhagavad Gita. He's halfway through the Bhagavad Gita. I asked him what he does, and he says he helps people who are on the verge of committing suicide. So practically everybody is committing suicide spiritually. So much sinful activity. Practically everybody's going to hell. They don't know what's happening. People think, you know, when you die, everything's finished. You know, there's so much ignorance out there. So we want to help people understand who they are. And even if you're able to just inspire one person to take a book, so much success there. And even if nobody takes a book, still you're successful. There's one nice pastime of Krishna. He wanted to go and convince the Kurus to give the Pandavas what they deserve. Give them, you know, some land. So Vidura, he said, Krishna, please, don't go. They're not going to listen to you. They're probably going to commit some offense. Don't waste your time. So Krishna said, the wise have said that if anybody goes out of their way to perform a virtuous activity, even if they're not successful, still they receive the merit. So, even by the attempt of going out on book distribution, you're successful. Krishna's please. Krishna, the one name of Krishna is Kartamisha, which means the boss. Krishna is the boss. He's everyone's boss. So he's a good boss. Even if you don't bring back a result, he's pleased, no problem. So this is Krishna. Of course, he wants to see some books go out. He likes that. But even if you have a very difficult day, no one takes, no problem. Still, Krishna gives mercy. And sometimes those days are the most purifying. Sometimes one may go on in Sankirtan and have a difficult day. And the Sankirtan devotee goes back and devotees ask, "So how was it out there today, Prabhu?" "Well, it was one of those purifying days." You know? But those are good. Also, the book distribution is a win-win situation. You can't lose. Even if you have a hard time, still that's good. We get purified. Queen Kunti, she prayed, "Please give me calamity." Please give me calamity. Because when calamity comes, then I take shelter of you. So if it's difficult on Sankirtan, then what do? Chant Hare Krishna. So it's a wonderful activity. See, when we go on book distribution, we're holding the book. We're praying to Krishna. We're speaking about Krishna. Prabhupada says in one purport, this means samadhi. So you go on book distribution, it's like going into samadhi. Because you're absorbed in Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a statement. Titikshaya Karuniya. Who's good at writing here? Who's a good writer? Any volunteers? Yeah? Can you write this on the board? There's five qualities. Here. Don't be shy. There's five qualities that a Sankirtan devotee should try to cultivate. One is tolerance. Srila Prabhupada wrote to two sannyasis. He said, if you're not tolerant and you're not humble, you will not be able to preach Krishna consciousness. So we have to be tolerant. It's very important. So what do we tolerate on Sankirtan? What we have to tolerate the most is a rejection. Many no's. Put that up there. Rejection. Uh-oh. Yeah, put A, rejection. Just put, forget the 2, 3, 4 and all that. Just put A, rejection. Because the false ego doesn't like rejection at all. So this is one of the big stumbling blocks. But actually, rejection is good. It's purifying. It's good for the soul. Yeah. And not good for the false ego, but we don't want the false ego anyway. So better give up the false ego than the book distribution. Unfortunately, people give up the book distribution, they keep the false ego. Better give up the false ego, keep the book distribution. Yeah. Keep the rejection. That's good. Very good. So we have to be very tolerant. And sometimes people will even speak harshly. Here, you can sit down. You can sit. Just in case. I don't want to get tired there. I was on book distribution one time in an airport, Miami. And this person came up to me, and he just started shouting at me, right in my face. My face is like this, and he's shouting at me. I didn't flinch. I just let him blow off his steam, and then he just left. One Indian man came up to me, and he said, "That was amazing." And he gave me a donation. So I didn't say anything. I didn't retaliate or anything. But that was preaching, because I was tolerant. And that man, he appreciated it. So, and sometimes they also feel bad, you know, people come by and they, of course, he didn't come back and apologize. But sometimes that happens also. Here, can you close the door there? There was one instance of a man, he came by and he did that to one lady, Sankirtan devotee. And he did the same thing. You guys are a cult, you're cheating, you're a ripoff, you know, just, you know. And she said, she replied to him, "Would you like to have a cookie?" And he was shocked, you know. And he says, "Yeah, you're trying to poison me or something, aren't you?" And he ran off. He came back 5 minutes later, and he apologized to her. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm just going through a tough time, and I've just blown off my steam at you, and I'm really sorry." She said, "No, it's okay, you know, I'm used to this." You know. And then he actually bought a book and took the cookie. And he said, you were so nice, so tolerant. So sometimes that happens also. It's always good to be tolerant. Better than to protest is to be tolerant. And there's one verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada, he says, is the guide for all devotees of Krishna. It's text 10.14.8. When Lord Brahma stole the calves and the cowherd boys, testing Krishna, he came back and realized that he had made a mistake. He was messing with the wrong person, testing the wrong person. So then there's prayers by Lord Brahma. And one of these prayers is this verse that I'm going to speak right now, that Prabhupada said is the guide for all devotees. Tat tena kampang susimik sumano bunjana eva mrikitam vipakam hudvagapur virvididham namaste jiveta yomuti pade sadaya bhak. He says to Krishna, always seeking your compassion, thus tolerating all difficulties as being due to his own past activities, and always serving you with his mind, body, and words, such a devotee is eligible to inherit the kingdom of God. So whenever there's a difficulty, he doesn't blame anybody, doesn't blame Krishna, doesn't blame the circumstance, doesn't blame anybody else. He just says, oh, this is due to my own past activities. And then he carries on serving Krishna with his mind, body, and words. And that reminds me of another verse, Ya Vache Hiya Dhainyam. Narada Muni, he says that an intelligent person will cultivate utter humility with his thoughts, with his words, and with his actions. And anything that gets in the way of that, one should reject. So we have to be humble. Book distribution is a very humbling service. Yeah. It's like I go out on book distribution. Wherever I go in the world, I'm respected. I'm the minister of book distribution. When I go on book distribution, hey, get out of my way, buddy. Don't waste my time. It's good. You get too much honor, you can go to the head. But you go on book distribution, then you... That mood is checked, right? That mentality. And we all have false ego. That's why we're here. So book distribution is very good at minimizing our false ego and increasing our real ego. What is our real ego? eternal servants of Krishna. So we're trying to reawaken this service attitude to Krishna. And we're also trying to help others, we're trying to help the non-devotees remember. We're trying to remind them. Everyone is the eternal servant of Krishna. But they've forgotten. So we're trying to remind them of who they are. So we have to be tolerant. And sometimes, yeah, they're a little even abusive. But just like a doctor, sometimes a doctor, he's treating a patient. And I've seen it. I've been in the hospital. I've seen a patient one time hit the doctor. He didn't hit her back. I don't know. Hey, don't you hit the patient back. No, we have to be tolerant. We're kind of like doctors. And we're trying to help those who are, and we're also diseased, you know. So we're kind of like doctors, but we're also diseased. We're also trying to become, or that doctor heal thyself. So we're trying to become healthy also. But sometimes the non-devotees are really diseased, and sometimes they will even, you know, be abusive. But we have to be tolerant. One time in the 35 years I've been distributing, 34. A person came and hit me. I was shocked. Hey, get away from me. So he went away. But sometimes even that will happen. Haridas Thakur, he was beaten 22 marketplaces by two guys trying to kill him. But he was tolerant. Krishna protected him. So it's very important that we be tolerant. So we have to tolerate rejection. What else do we have to tolerate on book distribution? Any idea?
Criticism.
Yeah, sometimes people criticize us. Also, sometimes we have to tolerate the weather. Yeah, criticism, you know, put it up there. Sometimes people of other beliefs will criticize us. Or atheists. And sometimes the weather also. How hot does it get here in the summer? How hot?
It's 85.
85?
It's
35. Oh, 35. That's about 90 degrees, huh? That's pretty hot. Yeah. And cold?
Minus two.
What about in the daytime, though? When the daytime comes?
8 degrees.
8. Okay, so you don't have to. You're lucky here. In Scandinavia, 30 below. One friend of mine, he bought a pair of gloves that cost about $200. Just for gloves. How many rands that is? 1,400 rands.
1,600.
Yeah, 1,600 rands for a pair of gloves. Yeah. So it can get very cold in other places. So cold, heat, criticism. Anything else?
Less manpower.
Yeah, you gotta tolerate, you know, not having much companionship. You know, you're out there by yourself. That can be difficult. It's always good to know you have a team behind you. Also, we have to tolerate our mind. That's probably the biggest thing we have to tolerate. Sometimes the biggest challenge is just getting out the door. Right? Because the mind. I don't know if I want to do this. Should we chance an extra job or, you know? I'm not so strong. The mind. Yes?
But when you say that this is a joke, nobody must take it seriously, but they always say these three things you should avoid on book distribution: security guards, beautiful women, if you're from HIV, and Christians. But I mean, the flip side, the positive aspect.
Now, what was the first one?
Security guards.
Security guards? Security guards for a man, beautiful woman, for a woman, beautiful man.
You know, the mind will attack you when you see beautiful women. The third one is Christians, but I guess
Christians.
We're referring to fanaticism, you know. So those are, I think instead of avoiding them, I guess we should say those are the three things to tolerate. Security guards, the mind, and the attack.
Well, no, we have to avoid the security guards, yeah.
But you know, sometimes they are very rude and unfavorable. We just have to smile and apologize. You know?
Yeah.
And the third one is Christians, but I guess that's just, you know, a pointing towards fanaticism, because sometimes they really
are. Yeah. Well, actually, yeah, especially fanatical Christians we have to avoid.
Yes.
But I distribute a lot of books to Christians. And the line I use is, there's a couple things that you could say. First of all, as they become defensive when you're trying to distribute a religious literature to them. So you take them off the defense. Oh, no. We're not trying to change your belief. So you take them off the defense. But there's always more to learn. Then you put that positive note in there. There's always more to learn. I distribute a lot of books to Christians with that simple little line. Another little thing that you can say is that, we're on the same side. This book has many arguments against atheism. Mm-hmm. That's another nice thing to say. You know, then we feel together against atheism. Mm-hmm. And this book will explain many good arguments against atheism. Another thing you could say is, oh, thank God, I thought you were an atheist. You know, there's so many atheists around now, you know. It's nice to see that there's still some God-conscious people around, you know. Nice to see your brother, yeah. That's another very good one, yeah. There's many nice things you could say. And when you meet an atheist, you can say, oh, thank God, I thought you were a Christian, yeah. And then they smile, no, I'm not a Christian. Oh, thank God, you know. Yeah, this is a nice book on spiritual. Yeah, check it out, you know. You're open to new things. Always more to learn, right? That's another thing you could say to anybody. It's always more to learn, right? Say that to an atheist or Muslim, you know, anybody. Because people, you know, like to learn more.
And so the ones who say that the truth is only in the Bible and nowhere else?
Those are the people we avoid.
Okay. Yeah, we avoid those. I've had a couple.
Yeah. Those are people that we say, you know, it's been really nice meeting you. But I'm really busy here, you know. And sometimes it's hard to get away from them, even. And when they're hard to get away from, I tell them this. I tell them, you know, I used to be a Christian. But upon meeting so many Christians like you, I stopped being a Christian. So then sometimes that makes them feel bad and they walk away. I said that to one Christian, and he left. And then he came back also and he apologized. So you put them on a guilty trip, yeah. You know, like, you know, the way you're preaching now is just not going to work. You know, don't stop. Yeah, you're turning me off. Yeah. Yes.
So I suppose tolerance doesn't necessarily mean, you know, to the extreme, putting yourself in situations, you know, that are difficult that you shouldn't be in them. We can be.
No, it's already just going out on book distribution. Don't go overboard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just by going out on book distribution, you have to be tolerant. Don't put yourself in situations where you have to be overly tolerant. Yeah, that's not necessary. Unless you want to get some extra purification. I mean, that's up to you. There are some devotees that do that. That want extra purification. So, anything else that one has to tolerate? Now, there's some places where devotees also even have to tolerate internal things, like sometimes the leaders aren't into book distribution. Believe it or not, there's even GBCs that aren't into book distribution, or temple authorities, or other devotees that aren't into book distribution. Now, that's something of the past, you know. No one's becoming devotees now by book distribution, you know, different things. So sometimes you also have to tolerate that. But not very much. That's not too much. most people understand the importance. So tatikshaya karuniya. Karuni means compassion. So we have to approach people with tolerance, with compassion. Now compassion is it's a difficult quality to bring out of ourselves. It's a very advanced quality. It's something that we have to also cultivate when we see that, you know, because as conditioned souls we have envy. So book distribution is actually, it's all about prayer. It's all about prayer. We have to pray to Krishna for this compassion and for tolerance. All the qualities that are needed on book distribution, we have to pray to Krishna for this. A devotee, also Krishna, he is known as Paradukaduki. I was just listening to a tape, Prabhupada said, Krishna is very sorry to see the suffering of the conditioned souls. So he comes and he canvasses. He gives us the Bhagavad Gita, which brought me around to association of devotees, to the process of Krishna consciousness. So Krishna, he's very sad to see his parts and parcels, sons and daughters, suffering in the material world. So he comes to help. And he sends his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He comes himself, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Patita Pavana, Hetu Tava Uttar, to save the most fallen. Kali Yuga, this is where the most fallen are. So Krishna, he has a problem. Believe it or not, God has a problem. And that's us, conditioned souls. His sons and daughters have gone astray, trying to enjoy this miserable place, horrible place. So he comes to try to solve that problem. Paritranaya sadhana, to deliver his devotees, to kill the miscreants, to re-establish religious principles. So if we try to help Krishna solve this problem that he has, he's very pleased with us. And therefore he says, I was just looking at my verse book, and I thought, Krishna, is there anything special you want me to speak about today on book distribution, about book distribution? So I just opened up the verse book, you know, the sloka book, and they opened it up to this verse, Ya idang padamang guyam mad bhakte sobhadasisti bhaktim mayam param krutya mamivaisya yasamsa nacha tasma manushesu kashyam me priyakritama. Krishna says in the Gita that there's no one more dear to me than that person who is preaching this message of Bhagavad Gita. This confidential, he says, guyam. This very confidential message of Bhagavad Gita. And there'll never be anyone more dear to me than that person. So this shows you how important this book distribution is. And one may say, well, because this verse says, whoever is preaching this message to my devotees. That's specifically what it says. So sometimes devotees ask, well, but when we go on book distribution, they're not devotees. But deep down, everybody is a devotee of Krishna. So these books have a way to go down, to go deep, and bring out that devotee. 90%, maybe 80 or 90% of our devotees have come through book distribution. Because that brings out this knowledge of Krishna and Srila Prabhupada brings out the devotee in people. Not everybody, but a lot of people. So this is the power of these books. And Srila Prabhupada, he mentions in one purport in the Bhagavad Gita, and he says that a diamond is very valuable and gold is very valuable. You put a diamond within gold, you have a diamond gold ring. It's very valuable, very beautiful. So Krishna is compared to a diamond, and the pure devotee is compared to gold. So when we go out on book distribution, we're distributing jewels. These books are priceless jewels. Sometimes when I distribute, I distribute and I ask for donation. Sometimes they say, well, how much? I tell them, well, actually, you know, these books are priceless. You can't put a price on it. So give whatever you feel is you're comfortable with. One lady, she gave $40. She said, I'm sorry, that's all I can give. And $40 in Rand is what?
$240.
Yeah, it's a nice donation.
$320.
Our mathematician here. So yeah, these books are very valuable. And we should also understand their value and not give them out cheaply. Of course, if someone's interested and they only have a few rands or something, then let them have it. But we should, you know, get nice price for them. Prabhupada was happy when he would hear that his devotees were distributing. They were getting good donations. It's like we have Bhagavad Gita we're distributing. Now in a store, a book that big, what would a book like that be in a store? Very expensive. So we should also try to get nice price. Of course, we're distributing to them. It's not that they're looking for the book that we're distributing. When people go to bookstores, they're looking for specific books. But what we're trying to do when we distribute books is we're trying to get people to be attached, to get them attached to the books. And this is why Srila Prabhupada, he said he put pictures in the books. Because people are attracted to pictures. Yeah. Artwork, nice artwork. Especially if there's a message. So this is, when I read that, I thought, wow, then we should show the pictures. So from then on, now I show the pictures. And people appreciate our artwork. Especially like the five senses. The horses, they love that picture. I show it to them. People buy the book sometimes just for that picture. The changing bodies, we've all seen the changing bodies, you know, a million times, but when you see it the first time, it's like, wow, check that out. It's amazing. So the artwork is very nice. So show them the artwork when you distribute, and explain it a little bit. And sometimes, you know, they take the book because of the nice artwork. There's different things that you can say about the books. Vaisheshika Prabhu, he says that this book will create auspiciousness in your life if you get this book. I tell them this book will teach you the art of inner happiness, higher consciousness, inner peace. So you can get so many things. Actually, when you read Prabhupada's books, you can find things that you can say about Prabhupada's books. One time a man, he said, you know, I'm not interested. So I pointed to his head and I said, up there, you're not interested at all. I touched his heart, but here, you're very interested. You're deeply interested. He said, all right, how much do you want? He took the book. There's many things we can say. And we have to use our intelligence. And Krishna says that that all living entities should try to help others with their life, prana, with their wealth, artha, with diya, with their intelligence, and vacha, with their words. So Srila Prabhupada, he said he wanted devotees to dedicate their life to spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world. He did it. To his last breath, he's speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. Amazing. Prabhupada himself is a great inspiration. If you want inspiration to distribute Prabhupada's books, just meditate on his life. That'll inspire you. One devotee, he reads that poem that Prabhupada wrote on the boat, on the Boston Pier, that beautiful prayer. You know, how will they understand your message? Please help me to be a puppet. You know, beautiful prayer there. So this is one devotee. He reads it every day before he goes out. He gives great inspiration. He's memorized it. Nice prayer to memorize. So that gives great inspiration. Just Prabhupada's life in general, just such an inspiration. He was distributing books himself in New Delhi. Degrees, you know, 45 degrees, collapses, heat stroke. Ready to give his life for us. He came to the West for us. And Prabhupada, he said, you cannot repay me for what I've given to you. I've given you Krishna. But if you want to try, then distribute books. So this is the best way to show our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. And he said, if you want to please me, if you really want to please me, then distribute books. So if we please Srila Prabhupada, we please Krishna, then our life is set. Prana, artha, our wealth, of course. Everybody's giving to the degree that they can. Artha, diya, intelligence. Prabhupada said you should tax your brain on how to distribute more books. It's like now you're having the Weekend Warrior here. Very good. This was thought of by Vaisheshika Prabhu. Actually, Prabhupada had this program going before he, in the early days. Every Saturday, all the devotees would go on book distribution. Everyone. The Pujaris, the BBT, the cooks, everybody would go out on book distribution. So that was started back when Prabhupada was here. So actually, he started the Weekend Warrior, as he started everything. So if you can do that one day a week or one day a month, try to do at least minimum one day a month, if you can. Go out and book distribution. Door to door, there's door to door, there's malls. Now I just heard Dinesh, right? You have malls open where you can distribute books. There's no place on the planet where you're legally allowed to distribute books in the malls. So this is Dinesh Prabhu's contribution to your Joburg area here. That's, you know, mall is the best place to distribute books. Yeah. So you have it open. Now they're opening more. You're working on 8 more. So this is a great blessing by Lord Chaitanya in the Joburg area. You can go to malls stupid books. You don't have to worry about security. You know, people are walking around, they're in the mall, they have money. And very nice. Very nice. So you have a great facility here. Take advantage of it. There's no place in the world that has this facility that you have. Yeah. Everywhere else in the world, we also do malls, but you got to sneak around and get a look out for the security. So please take advantage of it. And when I come back, hopefully it'll be 400% increase. So prana, artha, dhyā, intelligence. It's like, you know, we have to think of ways. You know, sometimes people, they give different excuses why they don't want to take the book. They walk in and you stop them and, that book's too heavy. I tell them, this book is so heavy, it'll carry you. Right, that's a good one, I like that. All right. All right. I was distributing door to door in Australia, and one man said, no, I'm not interested. He saw the Bhagavad Gita, no, I'm not interested. I worship Satan. I said, well, this book I'm carrying here, Bhagavad Gita, this is all about God. So you should learn about your enemy. find out where your enemy is at. All right, I like that. All right, I'll take it. Gave $20. So we have to be ready for anything that they say. Yes.
Sometimes in your own book distribution, you do get people who say, I don't want a book, but I'll give you money. Just let them go. I've met a couple who are willing to give money, but don't really refuse outright to take the book.
Yeah. Well, there's different things you can say. First, you can just say, well, you know, you've so kindly given me a donation, and I'll just feel terrible if I don't give you something also. Just make them feel bad, yeah. Just to inspire them to take the book, yeah. You don't want me to feel bad, do you? And if they still just don't want the book, then just, hey, I got their security. At least they've given some donation, something. But yeah, try to. But don't push it either. You don't want to go overboard, you know. Just try once or twice, and if they don't take the book, then. Some people just don't read. Yeah. And that's a good one with the way Shaker's his line. He says, don't read it. Just have it in your house, and it'll create auspiciousness. And he gives an example, just like. He says, just like a magnet, if you put two magnets together, they don't go together. There's a force there that keeps them from going together. But do you see that force? No. You can't see that force. So it's like this book. There's auspiciousness in this book, but you can't see it. Just have it in your home, and I guarantee you, there's going to be auspiciousness in your life. So compassion. A devotee is also paradukkha-dukkhi. When he sees others suffering, then it gives pain. So this is a devotee. And Krishna says in the Gita that a devotee compares himself to the others. Like we were all suffering. Everybody's suffering in this world. So we should understand also everybody's suffering. They appear happy, but sometimes they appear happy. Sometimes you actually, you know, see they're suffering. I mean, that's another thing about Sankirtan, is that you really find people are suffering. One guy, he came to me. I tried to approach him, and he said to me, he said, even if you punch me in the face as hard as you can, you're not going to make me feel any better than I am right now. said, wow, what happened? He said, my wife, 25-year marriage, just left me for another man. And he was just miserable. Wouldn't take a book, unfortunately. But you really see how people are suffering, isn't it? On book distribution. Another guy I spoke to, he said, nah, I'm busy, don't bother me. I'm fried. I said, well, what happened? He said, my wife just emptied my bank account, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, and just went back to her country, flew out. He was at the airport looking for her. Good thing he didn't find her, he probably would have beaten her. So there's so much suffering going on in this material world. So these books that we're distributing, these are the keys to freedom. They become free of their suffering and go back to the spiritual world where there's no anxiety. They can come into the association of devotees. But yeah, compassion is something that we really have to pray for daily. So tolerance, compassion, titikshaya, karunya, maitra means we have to approach them in a friendly way. Friendly. We should approach people like they're our old friends, because in actuality, believe it or not, they are. Because we were all in the spiritual world at one time. We were all there. So when we approach people, understanding that we're speaking to souls, just go beyond the body, go beyond the mind, go to the soul, eternal servant of Krishna, then it's very easy to be friendly with everyone. It's nice consciousness. Krishna says in the Gita, yoga yukto vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarvutatma bhutatma kurvanapi nilipyate. He says, one who works with devotion, who is a friend to all living entities, yoga yukto vishuddhatma. One who is a pure soul, who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. And although engaged in all different types of activities, he is never bewildered. One who is a pure soul, who works in devotion, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone. Wouldn't it be nice to be dear to everyone? And for everyone to be dear to you. Like Prabhupada, there was so much affection for Prabhupada. When devotees would hear that Prabhupada's coming to a certain city, they would just throng, you know, so many devotees. You know, airport would be packed, you know, to see Prabhupada. You know, there was a saying in New York before Prabhupada went there, don't trust anyone over 35. It was like an unwritten, you know, motto. Rule. And Prabhupada shows up, double that, 70 years old, and they're giving their life to him. Because he's pure. So we have to, sometimes someone may be a little abusive to us, so we have to control ourselves. Of course, if someone offends Krishna or his devotee, then we show our anger. Of course, we can't physically, but verbally we could, you know, express our, you know, and then get away. Just get away from that. But if someone criticizes us, then no problem. No problem. We don't mind. As a matter of fact, Raghunath Das Goswami, if someone would criticize him, he would like it. And if someone ever praised him, then he would run away. A little bit different than ourselves, huh? Someone praises us, it's like... Keep it coming. And someone criticizes us, what is that nonsense? No, anyway, envious rascal. So, if someone criticizes us, no problem. We have to be tolerant. And try to be, as far as possible, try to be friendly to everyone. It's a nice thing to try to cultivate. There was one devotee, this is back in 1977, he was at the bus terminal in New York City, and one devotee approached him and tried to sell him a book. But he was so impressed by this devotee that was distributing books because he was so personal, he was so friendly, that it stuck with him how friendly he was. So on book distribution, we have to be very friendly, not just in a rush. You know, in America they call it the bum's rush. You know, got to hurry up and, you know, sell as much as you can. You know, but no, we have to be very personal. They try to be very friendly to people. And people appreciate that. It's very important. And I encourage you as much as possible, if you can, any of you, to do full-time book distribution. It's a really nice full-time service. Yeah, to go out on book distribution 6, 7, 8 hours a day. I mean, you really absorb yourself in this mood of giving mercy out. Of course, it's rare nowadays. It used to be very common when I joined. We had big Sankirtan parties, you know, hundreds and hundreds of devotees out, full-time book distribution. Very nice. Now my health is a little down. I can't also. But if at all possible, highly recommend it. Because it is, like Prabhupada said, it's samadhi. It's very nice. You just get absorbed in Krishna, in giving Krishna out to others. So, friendly to everyone. Titikshaya Karunya Maitra Chakila Chandra Samatvena means equality. We have to be approach people with equality. That everyone is a soul. We have to go beyond the bodily conception. Of course, we're also trying to come out of this bodily conception. Srila Prabhupada once said that 99% of your ability to distribute books is in your chanting of Hare Krishna, chanting our rounds. So it's very, very, very important that we chant good rounds. This helps us come to the spiritual platform. Then we can see everyone as a spirit soul. You know, I had a lot more to say, but now my throat is saying no more. Maybe we could answer one question. If you have a question. Yes?
On the point of equality, is it advisable that when we go out for distribution, we look like we dress like normal public? Or should we, you know?
The question is when we go out on book distribution, should we wear dhoti and kurta or sari or a Western dress? Well, I always say it's an individual thing, however you feel comfortable. If you feel comfortable distributing in a dhoti, people will feel comfortable with you. If you feel comfortable with Western dress, then people will feel comfortable with you. It's up to you. It's an individual thing. No hard and fast rule. One more.
One devotee once said that the problem with everybody, not just Krishna's devotees, is that we have a selfish salvation mentality as long as I am saved. But then he further went on to say, you cannot yourself be saved unless you're helping in the process of saving others. Can you elaborate more on how book distribution actually in turn also helps you, and how you cannot just, you know, live by yourself as a devotee among a devotee community and not be part of the Sankirtan movement and go back to Godhead in that way?
Good question. There's a statement. In Navarjan Jantasi Yena Nugraha, that see if I can remember the translation. If one is not merciful to others, one cannot enter into the Vaikuntha planets. Only those who are engaged in merciful activities for others can enter into the Vaikuntha planets. So it's, yeah, we have to be selfless. And the best way to show mercy is to give Krishna to others. So that's a powerful statement. Only those who are merciful to others are eligible to enter into the Vaikuntha planets. So it's an important point. We have to be selfless. And Prabhupada said he wanted everybody to learn the art of book distribution. So it's yeah, it's a win-win situation. Okay, my throat has now said stop. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.